Julian.
Comrades, sisters and brothers, it's a pleasure to be in a very wet London, which makes me feel at home because I'm from Blackpool. So wet weather I'm used to, and it's lovely to be in what I would probably assume is now Democracy Square, right? Hey. Listen, what's been going on here this week, and there's been absolutely unbelievable to see, is the commitment of ordinary people standing up for the protection of the rest of us, because this is a class issue. This is a class fight. This is about the rich and the powerful wanting to maintain control and power over us as they've always done. This year has been a special year in our movement. We commemorated 200 years of our long march to democracy. And back then, 200 years ago, when we started on the path, the establishment did and set out to do what it's done ever since, which is to smash every movement that we have put together to improve the lives of the people that live in our communities. And what we've seen this week is an attack on the civil liberties and the civil rights of those people that have stood up and fought to make sure that climate is on the agenda, and they understand in Parliament that it's time to take action. We can't sit idly by. We can't allow the Labour movement not to recognise its role. We have to understand there are no jobs on a dead planet. We have to understand that it's the job of the Labour movement to lead the people's movement. That every trade union needs to get behind the campaign to make climate the number one issue on our agenda. Now listen, this week I had to watch the television because I got up a bit early. And I turned it on and I saw an interview with Piers Morgan, which was suggesting that actually we were all being quite hypocritical because we were watching telly. So I took his advice and turned him off. And I encourage you all to do that too. Because we need to understand, while they describe us in really poor terms, like the great mass of the unwashed, what they're doing is to create a society built on the great brainwashed. We know the risks that are happening. We know the consequences of not dealing with climate change. And we understand, because we live in a society, and I live in Blackpool, so I understand how fracking is injuring not just the local industry and putting food workers at risk, but going to damage the community that I live in. Because when you've got earthquakes on a regular basis, that's no society that anybody wants to live in, or the community that anybody wants to be brought up in. So I'm really pleased to come along today to support the Extinction Rebellion's actions and the trade union movement's call for action, and the TUC and every single trade union needs to get involved. Not now, no, solidarity.